Are you listening? God's talking to us. He says, if I can get your attention, if I can get you to worship me, if I can get you to be aware of me, of who I am, you can ask me for the nations. You can ask me for the heathens. And I'll point them out to you. I'll show you where they are. And then my Holy Spirit will draw them. And when you tell them about Jesus, they'll say, oh, yes, I've been waiting for that. Can you shout hallelujah? Hallelujah. Lord, we have asked you. We have believed you. We have received 40 plus souls for the anniversary. And we won't stop there. We're not going back. We're not going back. And from now on, we'll keep a count. It's bad that we didn't keep count because a lot of people got saved. Amen. Amen. Let the redeemed, you hear me say this on prayer line a lot. Verse 2, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, who hath redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Has God redeemed you from anything? Amen. Has God brought you forth out of any trouble? Yes. Has he delivered you? Has he healed you? Has he set you free? When I was thinking about the church history and wondering, Lord, what do I say about that? You remember those years ago when we were down at Vardaman and when we first came here and everybody's car was a jalopy. You know what that is? Broke down, run down, you know, flat tires, you name it. Is the Lord good to you? Has he done great things for you? Are you glad? Shout hallelujah. Now the devil is a liar and deceiver. And he wants you to bow down to him. He wants you to bow down to sickness, disease, lack, inability, whatever it is that's not of God, that's what he wants you to bow down to. He wants you to bow down to a lifestyle that takes you away, 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 and further and further and further away from God. And every once in a while, he'll tell the demons, back off a minute now, because if they get aware that we're taking them away from God, they might turn around. So you say, oh, well, I come to church today, but then I'm not coming back for 2 more months. Is that where we live? I don't hear you. Or you know somebody that lives there. That's not you because you're here. Amen? Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed say, God has delivered me. God is good. God has given me his love, his grace, and his mercy. I thank him for all that he has done for me, all that he has delivered me from. Never been like out in the world doing stuff, but he delivered me from a lot of stuff. And a lot of it was from myself. Hallelujah. Delivered me from the cotton field, hallelujah. From the sorghum field, hallelujah. The list goes on the farm, amen. And gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. And the children of Israel, they were scattered. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way, and they found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their souls fainted in them. Are you hungry and thirsty for God? Has the poverty mindset, the bad relationship mindset, the trouble mindset, taking you into a wilderness? It has sin taken you into a wilderness? Has lack of joy taken you into a wilderness? Have bad relationship taken you into a wilderness away from God? We can do just exactly what they did here and get exactly the same answer. Remember now, we are the body of Christ. This was Old Testament, but this New Testament, it's complete. And as I was reading about 40 being a number of completeness, Jesus was on earth 40 days before he just disappeared into heaven. And the angel said, why are you standing looking up in a blank, empty sky? He's gone. But just like you saw him go, he will come back. And if we are alive, we'll see him. But if we are gone, he'll come back and gather us and all of us. Shout hallelujah. But you get in that wilderness of lack and worry and frustration and fear, and the enemy just just nudging at you and just rubbing the sore and trying to make it worse and worse and worse and worse, and it seems like there's no way out of it. What do you say? Oh, I bless the Lord. Oh, I praise you, Jesus. There are no impossibilities with you, God. I'm your child. I'm the body of Christ. No devil, no demon has any authority over me. We got to rise up. You know, I've had a pain in my neck and shoulder and all, and it gets a hurting kind of bad. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And I think about what you said, oh, Lord, for. He's already healed me. Thank you, Lord. You devil, you demon, you pain. You're not mine. I'm the body of Christ. You can't stay here. He said, come out, go forward. We've only just begun to let people know who God is because they know who we are. And the Jesus that's in us will rub off on them. You remember those students from Mississippi State that were here for a while? Key and Boone and the other little lady, I can't think of her name, but Key was, and Boone, maybe Key, just Key was an usher. And they used to meet at First Church in pastor's office before evening service. And that was when we thought it was important to worship at night too. But they ate a lot of garlic. They ate a lot of garlic. And the scent got off on whoever they were around. Y'all remember that garlic? Wonderful, precious, precious. I found, in looking for stuff, I found the last letter they wrote to us. I said, Lord, I would love to be able to find them again. So I'm saying, you got enough Jesus in you, and you got enough power in you, and you got enough fire in you, and you got enough anointing in you, and you've got enough word in you. My God, what devil can stand in the presence? That boy that had been from a childhood, the demon just messing with him, throwing him into the fire, into the water. Jesus said, how long has it been? I don't know how old he was. He said, from childhood. And Jesus said, no more. No more. And the devil tried to show himself strong, try to show himself power. But until the boy fell down and the people said, oh, he's dead. Jesus said, get up. Got him up. When it's time for us to start getting some up out of the wilderness, out of the depth of sin, but we cannot if we are crying all the time, if we don't have a praise, and we don't have a word. But from now on, we've just only begun with the word, with the praise, with the joy, with the prosperity. Somebody called today. Said, we don't have any money to pay our hotel bill. We're living in a hotel. Without joy, without peace, without some money, I can't help anybody. You got to take the whole roll. Say the whole roll. So he gathered them out of the land. They wandered. They were hungry and thirsty. Ooh, verse 6. So that's me. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble. He delivered them out of their distress. I remember one time we went to Oklahoma. We ate. We never went hungry, but we were on the verge of it. But God, you know, not you can't see literally bread multiplying. You heard Leon say it. I'm the only person he knew could take 12, one egg, feed 12 people, he said the last time. You should say a few less. But God showed me just how to take what I had and feed the family and the two extras that were there. He is God, and so he's with you. Whatever you need, you cry unto him, and don't wait till you get in trouble. Praise him all the time. Praise him in the morning. Praise him at noontime. Praise him when the sun goes down. Praise him. Because he is worthy of our praise. Listen what he said. They cried unto the Lord in their trouble and delivered them out of the distress. They didn't go around cursing, cussing, and fussing everybody.